Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. Hundreds of people line the streets in Dallas for the annual MLK Day Parade.
It's a beautiful day to be out celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. People have been out here relaxing and enjoying the festivities since early this morning. They say it's a day to enjoy, but it's also important to remember everything Dr. King stood for.
Dr. King was phenomenal in terms of not allowing the hate that was used toward us to become us.
Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson also says remembering Dr. King's teachings can inspire change. On Friday, he declared 2020 a year of peace in the city in honor of MLK Day. Folks out here say they like that idea.
Considering the amount of crime that has been happening in Dallas, yes, let's just have that day of peace and really enjoy each other.
In Dallas, Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In honor of the King holiday, the Red Cross in Fort Worth hosted a blood drive. Bloodmobile parked outside their offices off I-30 in Bryant-Irvin. Lisa Morgan with the Red Cross says they're also holding an open house.
You can sign up for some of our CPR first aid classes, our caregiving classes. You can learn about volunteer opportunities, whether you want to be a disaster volunteer or a blood ambassador.
In a split ruling, Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sides with Dallas County Commissioners. This is in a reverse discrimination voting rights lawsuit. The district court judge had dismissed their suit. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says the plaintiffs had a problem from the start.
60% of the commissioner's court are white non-Hispanic, but only 25% of the county is white non-Hispanic.
Daniel Morinoff is a lawyer. He says they'll review the ruling and decide whether to ask the full Fifth Circuit to review the case.
I won't say for certain that a determination has been made. I would not expect that to be the case, but of course we'll see what happens later this week.
In the ruling, the court noted that white voters presented an unconvincing argument that if they redrew the districts, it would mean more Republican candidates would be elected. Court said there's no evidence that white people always vote Republican. A possible drunk driver behind bars accused of causing a wreck in Dallas this morning.
According to police, 20-year-old Cavedo Meza was driving along North Central Expressway near SMU Boulevard about 1:30 this morning when she crashed into a man who was on a moped. He was thrown off that moped, landed in the highway, and was run over by another motorist. He died at the scene. Police say Meza drove off, but police caught up with her a short time later. Investigators say her car had damage consistent with the wreck, including a moped pedal embedded in the body. She's been arrested on suspicion of DWI and failure to stop and render aid. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Two are dead, one injured in an explosive wreck in Forney.
Just before 11 this morning, one car that was speeding blasted through an intersection and smashed into another car. Forney Police Chief Micah Lunt says both cars caught fire.
This happened on the U.S. Highway 80 service road, so not on the main lanes, but on the service road at the Gateway Boulevard Bridge, which goes over the top of U.S. 80. The particular intersection where it happened is a four-way stop sign controlled intersection.
The two people in the car that apparently had stopped and had the right-of-way were killed. Lunt did not have their names or where they were from. The survivor, he said, was in the car that appears to have run through the stop sign. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
City leaders in Dallas say they're looking at ways to improve the economic development process.
Dallas has a program to offer tax breaks or other financial incentives to get businesses to relocate or expand within the city limits. A recent deal for a new grocery store in the Bishop Arts District included requirements for that store's minimum wage. City Councilmember Carolyn King-Arnold says businesses that get help from the city should provide a benefit for the neighborhood, but she's not in favor favor of the same requirements on all economic development deals.
Well, I think we have to continue to look at it, but it's going to be very important that we also include the community and but also the business community as we move forward, because we don't want to appear as if we are trying to force anything down anyone's throat.
The Council's Economic Development Committee is in the process of coming up with a new strategic plan, and those social equity issues could be part of the discussion. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD In Depth has a closer look at economic development in Southern Dallas. To listen, just click on podcasts here at KRLD.com. Number 88 wants his Cowboys jersey back, especially now that Jason Garrett is gone. Dez Bryant tweeted out he's ready to come back to the Dallas Cowboys if the new coach Mike McCarthy would have him. Dez went on Twitter Sunday and says he can be the one to take over the role that Jason Witten had this past season. Now, Dez is a wide receiver. Witten's a tight end. He says the Cowboys would be unstoppable with him, Zeke, Amari Cooper, and Tony Pollard. The Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo marks the Martin Luther King holiday with the Cowboys of Color Rodeo.
Cleo Hearn is the founder and producer of the Cowboys of Color Rodeo. He says rodeo has a long history in the black community.
To get involved, it's not hard, but you got to have the right people.
Hearn is a legend in the sport. In fact, he has a star on the Texas Trail of Fame in the stockyards. His son Wendell is following in his footsteps. He's participating in the roping competition.
I started roping probably when I was 12 years old, and I'm 48 now.
Wendell says the key to growing rodeo in the black community is exposure.
And there's been guys that seen it on television, saw somebody that looked like them doing it, and that's how they got involved in it.
At Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And Valentine's Day could be the perfect day to plan your wedding, especially if your colors are orange and white. Whataburger throwing a free wedding for six couples across the state of Texas. You just have to put in your contact information and write a 100. You just have to put in your contact information and write a 500-word essay about your love story. You can apply at any one of six different Whataburgers. They include Fort Worth and Grand Prairie. Each restaurant gets to have one of the Weta weddings. The winners will find out by February 7th. You have a week to prepare. The wedding package also has wedding gifts, a James Avery charm, flower bouquet, someone to do the ceremony, a photographer, and food. One grand prize winner gets $5,000 to pay for the honeymoon.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.